Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at The Voice of America on Tuesday, September 27th, 2016. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tunga Milinkomo.
And I am Chionisa Johnny. Tonight, we are discussing a report by UNICEF saying many kids are dropping out of school to engage in prostitution and illegal mining due to hunger and economic challenges.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call in directly at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name, your number, and we will call you right back.
And we are live streaming on Facebook and all the websites, voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and voashana.com.
Ni wanda kulela pe mutwana ndizo kwajwa kali pozo ali kireti kwajika asina chali kutumila bana unotebe kona waya unzoya o yindi kolo gwe utati wa bomelo oyo kutanga ke bomelo kila kuti ngobe hakuna support.
As parents migrate outwardly into Botswana or South Africa, they leave their children in the care of their grandparents, who are also unable to fend for their children. That's giving us a serious challenge in terms of providing for the children.
That video there, those voices of hunger people talking about the hunger situation in their respective villages or constituencies. Activists are expressing outrage tonight following reports by UNICEF that due to economic challenges and deepening hunger, more and more children are dropping out of school to engage in prostitution and illegal mining activity.
Mm-hmm. UNICEF says 20,000 children needed welfare assistance between January and July 2016, compared to 11,000 in the whole of 2015. Most of them are no longer going to school because their parents cannot afford school fees, but activists say these are conservative figures.
And tonight we have breaking news about the Studio 7, The Connection family. Between Tatenda and I, one of us is leaving the show. But we will bring you full details at the end of this show. It is bittersweet news, but first, we have a show to present.
Antunga, I'm sure the listeners and viewers will be wondering, who is it? Much suspense, Anditi.
Indeed, bittersweet news. Indeed, li chonanjani emakaya ikutibana lamhlanje. Kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Uhlelo, The Connection. Lamhlanje indaba esegudwini sikhangela imbiko evelela ngakuyunicef ethi yona abantwana abaningi kabasayi esikolo, sebephuma esikolo ngoba abazali kabenelisi ukubahlawulela imali yefees. kanti njalo indaba yendlala sisenza kube nzima ukuba na baqhubeke besiya esikolo ngoba uzahamba njani esikolo ulambile yimbiko ke evela ku UNICEF imbiko sithinte abantu abanengi yiloke udaba esingalo lamhlanje kodwa olunye ke udaba luseceleni phakathi kwami lotatenda liza kumbula ukuba nasasungula sonke uhlelo lwabasakhulayo lolu njalo sesilesikhathi eside sisebenza sonke phakathi kwami lotatenda omunye wethu uyasuka uyachiya umsakazo we-Studio 7 kambe kungaba ngubani bhula sangoma sizalethela lolo taba ngokugcweleyo ekugcineni kohlelo lingayikatshana vadiwa vatereri chirongwa ndechenyu chirongwa The Connection nhasi tiri kutarisa nyaya ye UNICEF. UNICEF iri kutaura iyo kuti vechidiki vakawanda vakusiya dzidzo muzvikoro nenyaya yekuti vabereki havagoni kuvabhadharira maschool fees uyezve nenyaya yenzara yatekeshera munyika naizvozvo UNICEF yakuti vanasikana vakawanda vakuita zveupfambi izvizvo zvisina kunaka asi vakomana vakawandawo vakuchera goridhe zvisiri pamutemo saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kutarisa nhasi asi pane imwewo nyaya mucharangarira kuti chirongwa ichi chakaparurwa neni nemumwe wangu tatenda asi nhasi mumwe wedu pakati pangu natatenda ari kusiya Studio 7 saka ndiani tichamunzira nyaya iyoyo pakupera kwechirongwa saka musainda kure.
Antunga sezvava taura, my figures acho are very alarming. We mentioned earlier the 20,000 children that need welfare assistance, but there are other figures, of course, that came out of this release from UNICEF Zimbabwe. They're saying here that slightly more than 2,000 children reported health problems in the first 6 months of 2016, compared to 400 in the whole of 2015. And one alarming issue that Ntunga, we see quite often when there's an issue of food, an issue of, you know, this El Nino devastation, there are numbers of children, a large number they're saying here, that have defaulted on their antiretroviral therapy for HIV due to inability to take medicine, but also issue of not having food to have along with that medication.
Yebo kunjalo, Miss T, we are joined by our first guest tonight, and that's a youth activist, Linda Mpofu, all the way from Gwanda. Linda, good evening.
Evening, Tunga Mili. How are you?
We are doing fine, Linda. And how are you doing?
I'm good.
That's great. Okay, let's dive straight into it, Linda. I will read this sentence, this part from a statement by UNICEF on Friday, which says, UNICEF's NGO partners are reporting an increase in young girls dropping out of school to engage in sex for money and teenage boys engaging in illegal mining activity. How crazy is that?
That is it's so crazy. And I'm sure they mean my area in Gwanda because we are seeing lots and lots of people going for gold panning, and we are also seeing a lot of young girls, young women on the streets. That's very true. The situation that we are in Zimbabwe economically is driving those young boys, those young girls to do what they are doing. It's actually pathetic. Our government should be ashamed of themselves. They should, if there was anything good that they can do right now, is that the whole government should just step down and and just tell us that they've done so much. They've done so much harm to this country. It's really pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Alinda, you know, of course, we're seeing these numbers and these figures, but from your understanding, how much money are even these young people making when they're going for their illegal gold panning, or if they find themselves engaging in sexual activity for money? Are they even making enough money to eat day to day?
Well, when we talk about gold panning, it's all about luck. Some of them are getting lots of money, whereas some of them are not even getting much to buy a 10 kg of millimeal. When it comes to prostitution, wow, they're not even making much, because the trade is flooded now. You'll find out that maybe most of them are actually working for a dollar a night. Imagine a dollar a night. Mm. What can that buy? A loaf of bread, maybe? But still, it's better than nothing, because at least they go home with a dollar and they eat. Mm-hmm. So that's the situation.
We lost it there, Ntunga, but that's very sad. Chunzwa kuti anze dollar a night. Saka pa week, you know, it's maybe $5-6, if that's even, quote-unquote, a good week for you.
It's... It's really crazy and ridiculous. Even it's a very desperate situation for many people.
Mm-hmm. Chichi, we have another guest on the line. If you can introduce our guest who's joining us now.
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Sharon is the director of Youth Count, and they are working in agriculture, in the sector of agriculture. Sharon, please share with us what you are doing right now to assist young people in the rural areas.
Oh, okay, thank you. I'm Sharon, and I work with young people. What we normally do is we capacity build them through trainings and through just getting them involved in activities that will actually enlighten them on what is out there in terms of agriculture. And then we're also into advocacy, getting them to be in places where they can influence the implementation of policies and even the processes of developing policies. We do quite a lot, but basically what we're trying to do is to capacitate the youth so that they can actually develop their livelihood through agriculture.
And now with the issue of the El Nino, how are you best tackling this situation?
It is so much of a challenge these days because of that. Because of the El Nino, you find we've had erratic rains lately, and things have just changed. The agricultural season has just changed so much such that we actually... training so much in climate change, because if they do not know that, if they cannot appreciate that, they will not get enough in terms of harvest. And right now Zimbabwe is in a bad situation with 1 in 3 children malnourished, with food prices going up. Generally, life has become more expensive because of the El Nino.
Ko panya chifamba pa Sharoni zvizva muri kuona.
Because you find that as long as life gets hard, prostitution, social crime will generally rise. So if you walk through the avenues as of date, it's really a pity as you see young, very young women in the avenues. And apparently they're also highlighting that we're having even male guys getting into it, because there is no other option. Agriculture used to be a source of livelihood, but because now people do not have anything, and if you're faced with hunger, people go extremes. And so, yes, it has actually increased the incidence of that.
Mm-hmm. We are joined by our third guest tonight, and that's Reverend Hussein Spanda, but unfortunately, I'm told we have just lost him on the line, but... we will be trying frantically shortly to reconnect with Reverend Hussein Spanda.
Mm-hmm. And Tunga, press release from UNICEF pointed out some other issues that are coming from El Nino that has devastated the country, of course, in regards to agriculture and food production. But it trickles down, as they're saying, kutiwana are affected in many different ways. They're saying in some areas of the south of the country, parents are migrating to neighboring countries in search of livelihoods, leaving their children in the care of the oldest, a sibling, or their grandparents. Aptawona pa video, pekutanga pe show, the grandparents there who were speaking, saying the same thing that, you know, their children have left, leaving them with their grandkids, and they even are struggling to make ends meet to even feed those children. And they're saying the case of the case management system is showing an increase in sexual abuse and exploitation, neglect, physical and emotional abuse, and child labor, with 7,000 cases reported in the first half of 2016 alone, compared to 3,000 in 2015.
Mm-hmm. We have Reverend Hussein Spanda back on the line now. Reverend Spanda, good evening.
Very good evening to you and to our listeners.
More and more children are turning to prostitution and illegal gold mining activities and abandoning school thanks to the prevailing economic challenges and hunger, so says UNICEF. And what say you?
Well, I think... out of all the interviews that I've ever done, this is one which is really, I speak on it with a very sad heart. You know, I'm very broken about this because, you know, these children are the next generation of Zimbabweans. So the big question we must ask ourselves is, what Zimbabwe are we going to have then? If more than half of our population, which is going to take over this country in the next generation, is now being forced out of school and into prostitution, and they are being forced into illegal mining, which is very risky, and which means they are not really being educated. Because a nation's future depends on its children. A nation's future does not depend on us anymore. It depends on these children that are at school right now. But it's not just about education. It's about being a normal human being. We know that our constitution gives the right, our extended bill of rights, gives the right to these children for them to have access to education. So for me, first of all, I see a failure, of course, in our central government. But I also see a big failure in our opposition, in our members of parliament. I've never heard them speak about this. They are shadow ministers for education. I've not heard them speak on this. The Minister of Education itself, the thing that was busy about the whole of this year and last year was about the National Pledge. While this should have been his priority. And also, I think it's failing on us as churches. I think we should have picked up this issue earlier before this research was done. A lot of damage is being done, and I think we owe these kids, all of us, we owe them a lot. We need to rescue them. We need to rescue the situation. I think that also we need to be grateful to UNICEF and the partners who actually brought up this issue, because this is such a critical issue for this nation.
Ikusasa labantwana elinjani esilakhayo umfundisi Spanda, nxa sesiya kuba lesizwe esilabantwana abangotyeketya, isizwe esilabantwana abathengisa imizimba njengendlela yokuziphilisa?
Inhliziyo yami idabukile kakhulu ngibala ngalokhu njalo nxa ngingena kulolu hlelo namhlanje kuzo zonke inhlelo esengazenzayo e-Studio 7 lolu lundabulile kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi if abantwana laba ngabantwana bethu, yiso isizwe seZimbabwe sakusasa. Manje nxa isizwe sakhona sizaba labantwana, kulabantwana abazaba yibinkokheli, abazaba yibabazali, abazithengisa imizimba, abatyeketyayo, abangayiyo esikolo. Sikwazi ukuthi nxa sikhangela ukuningi babantu siyakwazi ukuthi ingcenye ihalf yabantu beZimbabwe vele yona yilabo abantwana abathi so ngokubona kwami lokhu yikwehluleka kakhulu kakhulu okuba nzima ukuthi ungaxolela njani abantu ikakhulu kuhulumende ikwehluleka lakulabo abame bephikisana lohulumende abakupolitiki ikwehluleka kwalabo abasimele eParliament ukuthi azake sibeze beyikhuluma lindaba ikwehluleka even kithina lathi abafundisi ukuthi ngabe yinto esiyikhangelayo emele ibe mqoka kithi ikwehluleka kwenhlanganiso esizimele zodwa ukuthi kambe sisho ukuze kwenzakala into enje sithini sithi manje ilizwe lethu kusasa liyabe lilani liyabe lilobani njalo siyakwazi nxa umuntu ezithengisa umzimba yimkhuhlane kuphela manje yibo phela omalukazana bethu bakusasa yibo omama beZimbabwe bakusasa yibo baba beZimbabwe bakusasa abantwana laba abatsheketsha anje yibo mesidabethana basezikolo sibalungisela ukuthi yibo tishala bakusasa yibo abayangena ema-university yibo abayalungisa imigwaqo yibo abayangena eParliament manje nxa sibayekela bengafundi kutsho ukuthi sidivizele izwe lonke yindaba ebuhlungu kakhulu le.
Mhm, qhubeka ubambile khonapho ecingweni. Mfundisa, that's Reverend Hussein Sibanda they saying that this is a very unfortunate, very heartbreaking news indeed.
Indeed.
Ms. Chioniso, Johnny, can you jump in there?
Yes, apparently if you know Gandhi says to a hungry man a piece is like a piece of bread to the face of God. And it's so funny how we look at hunger as something very small when it's actually something very big. They say, according to a report that I read earlier on, hunger is the number one killer in children with HIV combined. So, I mean, how can we help these children in finding out what initiatives are being done right now in curbing this issue?
Tombo, we're in my comments at Facebook and Tunga and Chichi. We have Ko Ephraim who says, very sad indeed. We have all the resources to grow enough to feed every single person. Ignatius Luambo says, it's all because of one person in the name of Mugabe. People left with no option. Russell Moyo says, too bad, guys. The old monster has surely ruined our country. I want to assume that... maybe I shouldn't assume who the old monster is there. But there's JK for Roma who says, that's very true. And he adds, poverty is a real disaster in Zimbabwe. Please, God help us. And Adson Mutombeni says, especially in Gwanda. I think that's what Linda had pointed out earlier. And we know from many different reports that Matabele South is one of the hardest hit areas when it comes to issue of acute food insecurity and also this climate change issue. Sharon, are you still on the line? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Sharon. So you said earlier that you work with young people in regards to issues of in agriculture. How are you training them to combat the issues of climate change? You know, what moves or you know, steps are you taking in order to be able to have sustainable agriculture, but also dealing with those effects of climate change?
Well, right now the biggest thing that we're working on is to actually give people information on what climate change is, because you find that the agriculture that we know, all the skills we have, most skills we have actually inherited. So people do not know. They are comfortable planting the maize, they're comfortable planting rice, they're comfortable planting all those crops which are actually rain dependent. But then now we are saying, no, there are other crops that are drought resistant that people have to focus on. And, you know, that's where you can actually make sure you have food on your table rather than growing maize and then get nothing at the end of the day. We're also trying to get people knowing that agriculture has to be taken as a business. If you do not look at what profit you're making, then it's obviously not going to be sustainable. But at least if you can look at the profit side of it and account for climate change as an expense or have it somewhere in your planning. That way you can actually be more effective. And we're also looking at actually seeing what innovations are there right around the globe that are curbing climate change, because it is here, and if nobody talks about it, then we're all going to starve. So those are some of the things that we're working on, encouraging them to grow short-seasoned crops, encouraging them to grow drought-resistant crops, and venturing into what else, what innovations there are that are sensitive to the issues of climate change.
Sharon, ko zvizvi ngaitwa semaonero ako ne hurumende kuitira kuti vana vakawanda ava vawanikwe vachigona kuenderera mberi nezvidzidzo zvavo?
Izvezvizvi hurumende yedu inotofanira, the first thing that they should do is to make food available. Inofanira kuita kuti chikafu chinge chiripo, nekuti mwana haukwanisi kumuendesa kuchikoro kana asina kudya. So you find if there is no food in the plate, social crime, you cannot stop it. So at least vakaita avail chikafu kuti vanhu vange vachienda kuchikoro vaine chavadya. That way you can curb or at least nurture involvement in prostitution, for example, even drugs, even theft. You know, everything is seemingly on the rise because of that. But urumenika ito chikafu tinge chiripo. Let's control my prices at chikafu. Vanhu vakwanisa kutenga chikafu. That way, people would actually be assisted. And I think urumende should also make sure information in climate change is available to the least of persons. So the big people now have an acknowledgement of what climate change is. But ari kumushoko kwazvimba hatombozivi komuko vachiti mazuva ano kuri kupisa ndovanhu vanofanira kupiwa information vao noti ndovanhu vacho vari kurima ndovari kufane nzara.
Thank you there, Sharon. Amira akopa line, will come back to you. Reverend Sibanda, I hope you are still on the line with us.
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. You know, usually
yes,
we talk.
I'm there on the line.
Okay, we usually talk about you know, the community based work that you and others do. But you know, this is such a grave situation. When we look at UNICEF saying that, you know, a lot of children are having to drop out of school because of this issue. How can the communities even combat this when so many are dealing with the lack of food, lack of funds, lack of jobs? Is there any way to really alleviate this problem?
Yeah, well, I think, look, first of all, like I said, we all need to take responsibility. I don't think people can blame one person and say it's President Mkhala. I think that is wrong. We need to take responsibility because at the end of the day, as a generation, as citizens, we will all be accountable. So I think the first thing we need to work around is, like, now it's good there's been some research that has been done. So it means we've really got figures in our hands and where the real problem is and where are the affected children. I think first, churches need to take responsibility. Churches are in every community. And it's one place where a lot of resources come in. And instead of the church being inward looking, for the pastors to spend money or for churches to spend money on their own programs, I think we can begin to look outside into the community. We need churches that will say churches without walls, churches that will move into communities and transform those communities using their resources. And part of the issue would definitely for us to take care of these children. So I think, first of all, we need to say, where are these children, which provinces, and we need to mobilize ourselves as churches and go there. And also, the other thing, like I said, I'm really looking at members of parliament. I think they should be part of helping us to solve this problem. Members of parliament, councillors from all the different parties that are there on the ground, because they should help us to leverage on what resources are already available in terms of local authorities, what resources are available from government that can be leveraged here. And also, I think we have a very important constituency in Zimbabwe now, which is people in the diaspora. I believe people in the diaspora need to be engaged to assist us, because Zimbabweans that are here are really living on less than a dollar a day. and they don't have a lot of disposable cash. And I think people in the diaspora could really spare some of the money. And I think what we need to do for us in Zimbabwe is to organize ourselves in such a way that we can create funds that can help these children.
Siyabonga mfundisi qhubeka osecingweni sithathe umlaleli ose South Africa ulunga kunjani mnumzana lu
sikhona baba Nkomo ngiyabingelela kuwe nethimba lakho
hayi siyaphila baba kunjani emzansi
hayi emzansi khona hayi kuyancwebeka nje yakufani nje nobuhlala
hayi kuhle baba singenile kuhlelo
hayi ngiyabonga nami futhi ukuthi nje nami into ngiyangiphawule nje kulesi simo esikhona kusho ukuthi kulesi simo nje sewuthola ukuthi abantwana bethu sebengene kuma-drugs abafana amantombazana sebedayisa ngemzimba okusho khona nje ukuthi ilizwe alisela control njalo uma ngabe umntwana njengendlela asithi thinesakhula ngayo nje ngama-70s abadala besibabona besebenza besiye emsebenzini noma bekunzima kodwa bekungafani nangalesi sikhathi samanje oyathola kuthi ubaba ushayiwe mhlawumbe ubaba ubotshiwe usejele boshele nje into engekho mhlawumbe engadonsanga engabulalanga muntu so isimo esifana naleso nje sesidalela khona ukuthi abantwana bezithole bengala choice ebone kungcono nje ukuthi ayenze nje noma yini nje mhlawumbe engakhona into imphilisi nje engabe sakhathalela nokuthi kufanele ukuthi yena ebe ngumzali esikhathini esizayo ngoba uma ngathi uyabhekisisa nje iningi lethu sila eGoli kudala silana mpela njengami nje ngisho ukuthi manje nginabo 30 years ngila eGoli abantwana bami nje bakhule nje ngilana kusho ukuthi bengizama nje ndlela ebantwini nje abasekhaya othola ukuthi iningi labantu bebesebenza kugovernment kumanje baphelelwe ye yonke into akusenamuntu ongazitshela ukuthi nje manje njengoba yena besebenza kugovernment unani ngoba uma silandela nje isimo esikhona sithola ukuthi abasaholi abaningi othola ukuthi abantu sebenolaka manje ukuthi sebayibulawa indlala ngapha nabo laba abasebenzela uhulumeni abahambe bethaa abantu nabo balambile bazitshela ukuthi nabo bakhiphela nje lolo laka ebantwini kula abademonstrators so ilizwe baba malime ngale ndlela kusho ukuthi vele nje i-solution yakhona iba nzima nje ukuthi omunye nomunye ngathathane nje hlanganise nani ukuze kuqhubeke ngempilo.
Uthi kunzima lapho ukuthi kungalungisiswa njani mnumzana Lunga. Manje sesiya kuba lilizwe labotshekesha labonondindwa na?
Kusho ukuthi ke omunye nomunye nje imizamo yakhe naye ayizamayo so singathi nje sithathe ukuthi ilizwe lethu nje selikwampuza endlemini halo umthetho kawusekho kusho ukuthi nje sesingafana nje nabantwana othola ukuthi abantu umntwana okhuliswa ku-stepfather yabona ngathola lowo nenhliziyo vele mbi akunantuthuko ekhaya akunana kukhulunisana kuhlala ngenduku nje njalo nje so okudalela ke leso simo sokuthi omunye uma ungafika nje omunye abanye nje abakhothisi nje noma umuntu uyabe siza ngendlela right ekhothisa abantu ngemali kumbe bona abagcina umthetho njengoba nganamali abakhothisa ethi uyisana ugovernment endlela ezithile angeke nje vele kuchithe isikhathi nje vele kuyaba yileyo nto nje ngoba abantu abala choice bayakudinga ukuphila kodwa abakutholi imizamo yonke ezamayo nje ukwenziwa lapho kuyina nje ukuthi kuthiwa kunemali engaka kuzama ukuthi kusetshenze ngale ndlela thuthukise ilizwe but still ilizwe lokhu lisiya phansi manje sizaphephelaphi ke mangabe isimo singaleyo ndlela.
Hayi siyakuzwa uyibeka kuhle mnumzana Lunga siyabonga khona ngapho emzansi uphenduke kuhlelo ngensuku ezizayo.
Hayi kuyabongeka nsizwa kithi.
That's Lunga, our caller from South Africa. Anzi nyaya yacho, nyaya yaka woma nekuti vari kuita nyaya idzi ka dzekuita chifambi nekuita ma gold panners, mm-hmm. my illegal gold panners, and inyaya kuti panama basa munyika.
Of course, and your problem yacho.
Yes, aga panache kuita. See, van vanenge vachidawo nzira ze kuti vararame.
Let's quickly read some messages per Facebook before we come to you, Chichi. There's Peter Mupondi who says, unfortunately, the few beneficiaries of ZANU-PF loot are the ones that are going around abusing young girls in universities. There's JK Foroma. We heard him earlier, but he adds again that all NGOs with sustainable developments were chased away. What does that mean? Atikwani se kurarama pasina zimwe nyika. So he's saying here that all the NGOs, but I know some of them, of course, have returned indeed, but he's saying that issues of assistance from other countries, if it's not coming in, Zimbabwe itself cannot sustain. So, Chichi.
Linda, uripo ere?
I think she's there. Yeah, Linda, you are back on the line, right?
Yes, I am.
There you are.
Oh, great. You were talking about... can you please share with us the initiatives that you're doing right now in Gwanda? What programs are your communities taking up to help the children in your communities?
It's actually very difficult to say we are doing anything to help our youth in Gwanda because we do not have the resources. Resources are very scarce, and without these resources, there's nothing you can do. But right now, one of the programs that really don't need resources that we are really running around with is that to make sure that our youth get F certificates, our youth or energy numbers to vote, to exercise their right to vote. I really don't care for which party they vote for, but for now what we want is change. Because as it is right now, our government should really see that we cannot live in isolation. We cannot be insulting other countries that can really help us out of this situation. So we are saying youth register to vote, get that certificate, get ID so that you can go and register to vote, exercise that right. It can really change a lot of things that are happening here in Zimbabwe.
Mhm. Kube kubambile konapo Linda. Siya kumfundisi singaka penduki ku Sharon. Mfundisi uke wakhuluma ukuthi wena lilomlando njenga ba machurch ukudaba lolu ukuthini likhulumisane labasakhulayo libagoqe libaphathise bachiyane lemsebenzi engalunganga kodwa nxa ngikhumbula kuhle ngike ngabona ucwaningo even nje ngikhuluma labanye abantu kulezi nsuku bathi hayibo ontanga kabasatholakali kalula emachechi lapha lizawufeza njani ke lo mlando nxa kuliqiniso lokho
ayika uyayokuhamba ukuthi wapha amabandla thinawe amabandla ikakhulu amabandla akwanisa ukuthi asebenzela nabantu abathi hayi babuya beyobaningi sikhulumisane labo kodwa udubo lapho njengoba ngingaqalisa ukukhuluma mina ndibone ukuthi lusebantwini abatsha udubo lolu lusebantwini abadala abantu abatsha bagcina besenza lokhu ukuthi umuntu azithengise umzimba kumbe ayejekeja kungenxa yokuthi anhle abengahambanga esikolo so indaba kumele ilungiswe ukuthi kudingeka imali kulungiswe ukuthi wonke umntwana okumela esikolo bahambe esikolo mina kimi yikho mbona kumele kube yindaba okumele esimekiyo njalo siyananzelela ukuthi bakhona abakhokheli abajayele ukungena ezigabeni lapha besenza izinto eziningi siyasibone umsekeli kamkhokheli ubaba uvayi umphoko ehambe ethwele izinkukhu engena ebantwini abantu kumele bahlale la phansi wakhulumisane la ukuthi akhe sibeke inkukhu ethuleni khangela lapho abantu bethu abaye esikolo bayangena labo abamelana lohulumende engathi ngabe opposition ekhulumisana labantu ngezinye izindaba indawo into bengathi hayi manini lindaba leli ikhulumayo ayike khangela abantu bethu abaye esikolo. So mina ngibona ngani indaba okumele siqale siyilungise yona leyo kulingalungiswe okunye okuningi. Thina bamabandla siyahlangana labatsha ikakhulu ngomgqibelo kumbe langesonto isikhathi esiningi langaphakathi kweviki babuya senza izinto ezehlukeneyo emabandleni ethu ezenza ukuba zibalibazise zibakhiphe ezintweni ezingayenza ukuthi baphambuke baye eceleni. Zinenge izinto ezenziwa ngamabandla kuba ngamakhwaya kuba le midlalo njalo sabe sibafundisa ukuthi umuntu omusha uziphatha njani le ngozi eziba khona nxa umuntu engaziphathi kakuhle. Siyabatshengisa lokhuyana ikakhulu thina ebandleni lethu siyabiza la madokotela akhulumisane labo ukuthi yiphi imikhuhlane eqinisa iba khona nxa umuntu engaziphathi kuhle emzimbeni wakhe. Sibatshengise njalo ukuthi nxa umuntu eziphatha kakuhle kuyini ongacina usiba khona owacina usiba yikho khona ikusasa kwakho. Ikusasa kwakho iba nhle kanjani. Sibatshengisa abantu asebephumelele empilweni ukuba basebenza kanzima kodwa umbuso otshona obuya yona lo ukuthi umuntu yathi mina kathi singintandane ayilamali yokubhadala ncidanini ngakho kumele singenele khonaphana sincedise.
Aqhubeka ubambile khonapho mfundisi Miss Chi.
Pastor Bishop, you mentioned about churches earlier on, and you were saying that it's important that churches work in within their communities. But what about the satellite churches, the smaller churches in the communities? Aren't they equally struggling to even survive?
Yes, well, there is a big challenge now because most of churches really depend on congregants. And most of our congregants now, as you know, we are working on probably 90%, 90-something percent, maybe 95% unemployment rate. We are working on people that are living on less than $1 a day. So all these people are the people that we have in our churches. And in most cases, our churches are located even in deprived communities, in poor communities. So yes, you are correct, there is no money there. There will be very little resources. But we teach our people that whatsoever we have, we can share. So I believe with the little that we have, we can share. But that is where I want to go back to the role of leveraging from the resources that are already there within government. There is supposed to be BIM within government. We know that there is so much expenditure on travel. The president alone, he blows up a lot of money when he travels. And for me, I'm saying, can't that delegation of his be reduced? We have civil servants who have huge phone bills. Surely that can be kept. We see other areas that should not be prioritized being prioritized. So as churches, if we speak into government and say, let's make savings and let's increase the budget for the Minister of Education, for instance, which I think should have been Dr. Tokora's job. But it's been running around on the national pledge and other things that are not really priority. We should try and push as churches that the budget on education be really made to be, if not the first, because that will then cover some of the welfare aspects of children that need to be covered. And like I said also, we have relatives in the diaspora, and I think we should try and differentiate on that as well, to really raise a transparent and accountable fund that can be used then to support these children.
Thank you very much. Mr. Lloyd, are you there? Mr. Lloyd Muguma.
Yes.
Magadi.
Dinubara, I'm going to speak.
Ah, too righty. Dimimuru Kwamtasaga.
Chokwadi.
Can you tell us about my initiatives, Magatanga, kuti mubatsire vechidiki? Waru kutanga kuita zvema drugs and waru kuita zvechifambi.
Okay, ndinotenda. Tiri kudzisa vechidiki kuti vasapinde munyaya idzodzo nekuridza nekuita malive support programs macommunities. Pamalive support programs vatine chikurukudzira vesiki kuti vapinde muzvirongwa zvehurumende zvakafanana nezvemafootwork programs zvinopedza nzara, uye tiri kuti vapindewo mune zvimwe zvirongwawo zvinenge zvichiitwa nemaorganizations anoshanda akazvimirira anenge achishanda mamutasa kuderedza nyaya dzezvekufambi kana zvekushandisa madrugs nekutsigira zvirongwa zvavo zvavanenge vachiita ivo munharaunda medu. Nyaya iyi iri kunyanya kukonzereswa nyaya yekuti kune nzara ende vanhu vazhinji havana mabasa kunyanya vechidiki, sati kuti vatsigire zvirongwa zvinenge zvichiitwa nemachechi nemangos uye nemagovernment programs vange vachipinda vava nenguva yekunge vachibva mune zvinhu zvakadaro.
And how has been the response? Vechidiki vari kubvuma here kana vari kuti aiwa ka tiri kuda kumboona kuti todyei?
Nyaya iri apa ndeyekuti zvinonzi if you can't beat them join them. Kune nzara, saka vari kuchitambira maprogramu zvedu zvakanyanya nekutengechita pamwe chete nenyaya dzemitambo, nyaya dzemapeace club, nyaya dzemadebates, zokuti tinongoda kungoti pfungwa dzavo dzibve mune zvakadaro. Uye tinovapawo zvimwe zvinhu zvekuerenga zvinyorwa zvinoita kuti vasapinde mune zvetsika dzakadaro dzinoita kuti vakanganise kana kuti zvikanganisa upenyu hwavo. Saka vechidiki vari kuzvitambira zvakanyanya.
The time is ticking away. It's now 9:15. Remember, we have breaking news at the end of the show. One of us, between Tatenda and I, is leaving Studio 7. So, who is it? Remain tuned and find out in a couple of minutes.
Let's come back to you, Sisi Sharon. Are you still on the line?
Hello,
Sharon?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay, and Sharon, can I come Lloyd?
Yes.
Okay, let's start off with Sharon and then we'll come back to you, Lloyd. Just hold on the line.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Mkoma Lloyd, pane maungira pamuri, pane noise yakawandisa, saka kwakukanganisa kuti tinzwanane nevamwe kuno.
Ndine urombo chezvinhu ndiri kufamba.
Aiwa, pari bomire yenyu paline.
I think we might have to cut to drop Lloyd because really exactly his surroundings were interfering with our ears, and as a result we couldn't hear other guests. But we are now good to go.
Yeah, let's go to Sharon. Sharon, the Famine Early Warning Systems Network is saying that this issue of food insecurity will push through from October into January 2017. As an organization, what are you preparing for something like this? Because there's already devastation in that regard, but it's going to continue over into next year. Are there any ways that you can really combat this?
Combating, Shoniso, would be a huge overestimate. But then definitely we have factors that are put in place so that at least we do our part, which is especially talking about it. People have no idea what climate change is. The real people who are really affected by it have no idea. And information has to be passed down to those. And because we major mostly in agriculture, you find we are now promoting the growth of drought-resistant crops. We're talking about sorghum, we're talking about rapoco, our usual traditionals. We're talking about other alternatives, such as sweet potatoes, for example. We're talking about horticulture even, because at least they're short-season crops, and within a period, because we are receiving the rainfall, only it is just so erratic, it's so short a season that we're receiving rainfall versus the past years. So that is what we are especially motivating young farmers to work on and to focus on it as a business, so that at least at the end of the day, you're not doing subsistence farming. You're actually hoping to sell some of your produce so that in the event that the drought really hits you hard, that is the El Nino really hits you hard, you can sell off some of what you produce to get the rest of the food that will balance off your nutrition. And we're also getting youth engaged in developing the value chain. So if you have a lot of tomatoes, at least develop the tomato value chain. Make tomato sauce, make tomato puree, because at the end of the day, what you need is cash enough to get you buying food on the market. Because here is a situation that if you're not going to be profitable, then you're going to go down the drain. So that is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Silo Mlaleli, please do stay on the line. Sharon, Silo Mlaleli, Mzansi, ubeke zela. Beke, kunjani ba?
Hey, yaphila njani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani khona ngapha?
Kuyanetha lapha, hey, kuyanetha. Awusiphakathi kwamani.
Hayi, kelaline baba. Sesisondela isikhathi sokulima. Hayi kakhulu. Sungenile uhlelo baba, ungasiphathisa.
Yeah, into engiyibonayo lana asinanzeleli nje ukuthi izwe lethu lona livele imithetho yalo lisempilo. Lisempilo engabonwa ngubani, ungakwaziwa nokuthi ikhomanda ngubani. Abantu umunwe bawukhombe kubaba umgabe, naye akazile ukuthi afana nathi ma ubhekelelani lise. Ungaya ezikolweni namhlanje, ezikolweni abantwana noma bengaya uzoziyoyiqeda igrace yezini engazi into ayilande esikoleni. Othisha kwabona othisha abasakhoni nokufundisa, kusho ukuthi nje nasezikolweni sivele sinabothisha abangasalandanga ukuzofundisa, kodwa abalande abanga-under politics. Then bazothiya abantwana vele bayoyeketa ngala abanye badayise ngomzimba, ngoba ilizwe lona lonke nje vele kalisela iplan ukuthi lingenzani. Olube iciniso nje ukuthi liyesabeka, kodwa ukuthi abaphathi kabalibuyisele lapho abalithatha khona amazwe libehlula, kuphele kuyoqalwa phansi kuzanywe eminye imizamo, ngoba akusizi ukuthi sife ngale ndlela. Sife emfundeni abantwana babuya bengaphathanga lutho, ngapha siphinde sife akulakudla ezweni, izwi liselahamba lahamba. Noma likhona khona okukhona sekumele kuthengise, kuthengisele isikole la sesingelansizo futhi yakusasa. So ukuthi sekuluhlupho phela esiqondane lalo lolo olunzima kakhulu, okungathi nje ngaba abantu kuyenzeka mpela alibisele lapha alithatha khona ubaba, ngoba asikuye sokuyehlula impela, sokuyehlula. Le mali le etholakalayo ibuthelelwa nganxanye kwezinye indawo lapho ongeke uze wazi khona ukuthi kwenzekani.
Hayi, siyakuzwa, ibeka kuhle mnumzana Bekezela. Siyabonga baba, khona ngapha eMzansi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu nami. Into enhle kakhulu ukuthi sibe sixhumana sisenzeni. Into esenzeni sesisizayo ukuthi sizame ukuthi sixhumane nomhlaba, sikhulumisane.
Hayi.
Akula ngenye indlela.
Hayi, kuyabongeka baba. Siyabonga kakhulu. We are now trudging towards the top of the hour, but shortly coming back to you, Reverend Spanda, in less than a minute, yes. Give us your last word.
I believe that the main objective of our constitution, as set out in the constitution, which actually sets out our vision for Zimbabwe, is that we must establish and enhance and promote a sustainable, just, free and democratic society in which people enjoy prosperous, happy and fulfilling lives. So when people are out of school, when our kids are involved in prostitution, when our kids are involved in illegal mining, they are not enjoying a prosperous, healthy and fulfilling life. And this is the main objective and vision for this nation of Zimbabwe. So we must work towards that, all of us. Every person, from the churches, from the opposition, from government, from councillors, from volunteers in different institutions, we must work to fulfill that so that we have a generation that will take our country into the next future, into the into even higher heights than where it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I'll come to you, Linda, your last word.
Hello, Linda, kusigqibela uhlelo ngamafithane. Hello, Linda.
I think
I'm not sure what's happening with Linda there. Sharon, ti varire chirongwa in less than 1 minute. Tipe maso kwa kwe kupezisiri.
Thank you so much. Okay, my last words is hunger is real, and people need to talk about it. Climate change is also very real. People need to start getting educated about it. Everybody in the government, everybody in the private sector, the NGOs, the civic society should not ignore this. We need to start investing in developing sustainable means to curb the issues that are being raised by hunger. It's something that will impact even our future generations. It's impacting us today, and very soon people will be dying. We're going to have the social issues that we've been dealing with years ago, but just because of hunger, these can be drawn back within a click. So we need to work hard to eradicate hunger. We need to see that our people are well fed, because this is where society develops from. Thank you.
Thank you there. That's Sharon Mande, my director, Youth Account. And we also heard from Lena Mpofu, a youth activist from Gwanda, as well as from Reverend Hussein Spanda. And the moment of truth is here, as I said earlier on. One of us between Tatenda and I is leaving Studio 7 tonight. And who is that? I'm not sure if people have been, guessing on Facebook, but we are not going to waste anyone's time. Tatenda is leaving Studio 7. And for me, that feels like a divorce.
Oh, no.
Why are you doing this?
I'm not doing it to you, per se, but, you know, just a career change, a move. But I appreciate all the Studio 7 listeners and viewers that have joined us, especially on this show. We were able to tackle so many different topics in Tunga. So I hope that at least one youth out there, just one young person in Zimbabwe, was impacted. We spoke about politics. We spoke about health. We spoke about social issues. But we also had some fun moments and everything. So I'm hoping that anyone out there who was able to ever listen, was impacted in some sort of way. But it's not goodbye. It's see you later.
So where are you going? Briefly tell us, tell our listeners where you are headed to.
Mm-hmm. So what is ironic about me leaving is that I'm not actually technically leaving. I won't be on air for Studio 7, but I'll still be here at VOA. So you'll see me day to day. The listeners might not hear me or see me day to day. But of course, my colleagues and others will be seeing me. I'll be working with Africa Division here at VOA, and we'll continue, to bring the best news possible.
That's not good enough for me, but, it is what it is. So starting next week, Chioniso Jani will be my new co-host. And we have some music to say goodnight and goodbye to the tender. Let's roll it.
Start a fight.
Bye. We love you so much, Tatenda, and we wish you the best.
Thank you so very much, Ntunga. Thank you, Chi. Good luck on the new role. And to our listeners and viewers, thank you for joining us today, as you do every Tuesday on your Youth Connection, Youth Forum, The Connection. I'm Tatenda Gumbo saying good night and see you later.
I'm Ntunga Milinkomo.
And I'm Chinyiso Jani. Good night.